knowing those children wouldn't be opening their presents. Among the wreckage, I discovered something that I'll never forget. A small, dirty puppy went from our firefighting room. I took him home.
All right, welcome back to the Go-Go Radio Magic Show right here at CJLO 1690 AM. And I'm happy to report that we've got foreign diplomats in the studio.
Hello. Hello.
How are you guys doing this evening?
Pretty good.
I have to, first of all, thank you because it's terrible outside.
Yeah, and windy.
Windy, but I suppose if all the city's children are braving the weather to collect candy, then... you guys were able to make it over here, no problem.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't get any candy on the way.
No, well, I was wondering, I was like, I wonder if they're going to dress up. They do know this is radio and not television. did you guys have to come in from far?
From Ashlaga, actually.
Okay.
Practice studio
is
there.
Okay, and were there any fallen trees or... Because I noticed on my walk through NDG on my way to the studio today, Law Streets had like trees knocked down and traffic was being rerouted. So I wasn't aware. Yeah, I was in my nice, cozy apartment watching the wind blow the trees. Now this was a long time coming to have you guys in the studio. I feel like Josh and I have been playing email tag since. I don't May maybe or June,
yeah.
Like possibly. Can you talk about when did the album come out? It's been a while.
It came out last June.
Last June. Okay, so that would make sense that he probably contacted me in May, and I think we got a nice package from you guys with the CD, and it was a nice
personalized CD.
Hold on, I'm just gonna turn this. I can see everyone here. So, yeah, we've been going back and forth that long to have you guys in. And it's not so much, I think, a testament of Paul and I being busy, but you guys seem to be incredibly busy, or else you did throughout the summer, which we're going to get into. But let's start off by introducing yourselves, maybe one by one, explaining what you do in Foreign Diplomats.
Thomas, I play synthesizer and trombone, and I dance a lot.
I'm Tony, I play bass and Moog.
And I'm Charles, I flex my guns and I play guitar.
Your guns?
Yeah, man.
Oh, all right. I'm Emmanuel, drummer and drink bearer.
All right. Now, you guys want to tell me a little bit about how you guys came together as a group? Like maybe talk about... where you met or how you all shared an interest in music?
Yeah, well, we started off in high school, actually. Tony and I, we went to school together.
Yeah, so I know Eli for too long of a time.
He's been just staying with me for, starting to be too long now.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it was, at first, like, it was kind of a school project to start a band because... Eli wanted to have a band that was cooler than the band at our high school. So he just asked a couple of friends to start a band. And then eventually we found our name in the airport with a school trip. And then it was just like a matter of finding the right people to join us to form the band. Thomas joined, Emmanuel joined, and then Charles joined. And
like by friends of friends, just introducing us. And then because we had a lot of changes in the people in the band. Like at one point we were 9, which was way too much. And then we just met each other by like, Charles had projects that would open for us, and then we kind of knew that he played guitar, so when we needed someone, we thought about him. But yeah, it's just, I guess we started off as colleagues, and then we became friends, and then we're just, well, I don't know what we are now.
Family. Now, you guys said you met, or it was a high school band. Oh, that would be terrible.
Now it's on.
So just recap what you just said, just in case anyone missed
that. We just met through friends of friends, and
it was a high school. You two met in high school. Now you guys didn't go to the same school.
No, but
we're all from the same area.
In what
north
area?
Of Montreal, Laurentians.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So is that you guys in the Chaux Sauvage? Were you guys friends or rivals or?
Well, we met at a contest.
Okay.
At that point, we were like big rivals. We couldn't stand each other.
A lot of beef there.
Yeah.
I feel like I kind of came across you guys both at the same time. You guys used to play a lot of shows together.
Yeah.
There was like
Yeah, it's been a long friendship since then. Like now they practice at the same practice space, same building.
Yeah, we shared a room actually together.
Yeah, we shared a room at one point, and we're just really good buddies. And we have a name for the two groups together. It's Diplovage.
Right.
And that's been like a tour. It's Christmas parties. It's a bunch of
things. We have an Instagram page, but don't follow it.
Yeah.
Probably don't
want
to
see that.
No.
It's nice to see the Laurentians representing, though.
Yeah, like, representing.
Yeah, come on. Let's talk about the album a little bit.
Yeah.
How did it come about? How did you guys put it out? How long did it take to record?
Well, we've been touring a lot for the first one, and we couldn't find the time to go in the studio. So we always had these bunch of songs that, okay, so that's the album, and then it would just take too long, and then I would have more new songs. So the album just, we had like a couple versions of that record, but when we started recording it, we just had those songs that were ready. So those are the ones that we chose, but it's not because they were better or worse than what came before. It's just the timeline.
Yeah, the songs that we were playing at that time, we chose them.
And it's the songs that we had time to do a pre-prod on like a year before. So like January.
Yeah, we worked hard on that.
Yeah, we did like a pre-prod 1 year prior to the recording session, and like at our own studio space, and we recorded them like roughly.
Yeah, but even not that roughly. I mean, it was high quality demos. I mean, exactly. We really worked hard on those songs and just recorded them, and then asked the advice from the label, from friends, from family, and then changing them. And then when we thought they were ready, we kind of pitched it to Jace, which produced the record. And yeah,
this is Jace Lasek of
Besnard Lakes.
Besnard Lakes.
Yeah.
So that was over at is it
at Breakglass?
Breakglass Studios.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And that's your second album.
Yep.
So as far as I want to know about your process, because I'm intrigued about like pop groups and how the songs are composed, and like what's the first idea that goes down. How does it build?
Well, it's never quite the same, but I usually write a song, chord progression and lyrics, and I'll either do the whole arrangements, like the whole thing, the song will be complete, and I'll show it to the boys, and then we'll either play it like that exactly, or they'll have ideas to change it, and then we'll just go somewhere else. Or I'll just have a really simple idea that I'll pitch to the guys and then we'll just build it together, which we've been doing more and more, I think. Because like the first one was really more just me and my arrangements, and now the second one was because we worked on the pre-prod together in our practice space. It wasn't just me in my room and just, you know. So yeah, kind of it's like that. Is there
yeah. Some of them just start when we're at the rehearsal space, and then like let's say Charles goes like out to the washroom to pee, and like Illy just starts jamming a riff, and like, and then we all man starts a beat, and then Charles gets back and you do a guitar riff, and it's like
this happened.
Yeah, it just happened like one or two times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, apart from obviously you guys are a good group of friends and get along together, do you have similar, like, do you share the similar interests in the music you listen to outside of the band? Is it, like, do you have a lot of common ground, or is this
where the... Yeah, I think we all love what each of us listens to.
Yeah.
Even if we don't actually listen to exactly the same thing. But, like, it... In the van on tour, there's a lot of different stuff playing around. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get to a song from the album.
Yeah.
We already heard Charger before.
Yeah, Charger. Yeah.
Charger. Sorry. And I'll take a recommendation. What song should we hear? But if you can give it to me as far as the number of the album, because the promo I got didn't have the titles.
Oh, no. On the. let's put City Love. Yeah.
The second one.
Yeah, the second one.
Number two.
City Love. Number two.
City of.
City Love.
City Love.
Yeah.
All right, guys. This is Foreign Diplomats with City Love from their album Mon Ami.
Yeah.
And then we're going to, in a little bit, have an acoustic set. So maybe we'll start setting that up for when we get back.
Yeah.
So stay tuned, folks. This is Foreign Diplomats right here on the Go-Go Radio Magic Show. All right, welcome back to the show, folks. That was City Love by Foreign Diplomat, who are in studio with us this evening, and we're very lucky to have them. And we're going to have an acoustic performance right now.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to say about the track?
It's called Amafula. It's about imaginary friends, I guess.
I have to say, when Josh told me that you guys would be coming in with an acoustic guitar, I was kind of excited because I wanted to hear the songs stripped down differently from the album. Because, cool. Again, you guys have a very sort of lush
production. Yeah, we can't stop adding stuff. It's kind of, it's something I have to control.
Yeah. All right. Well, here we go. Here's an opportunity to hear a stripped down version.
Yeah. Okay. Tonight the mountains hold a seeping haze, a sleeping ghost. It may keep me soon, 'cause of the blue light of the moon. Tonight the children sing with plastic voices about pretty young things. With cheap sex and hollow truths, they howl at the blue light of the moon. Why just stop? Can love be simple and fun? Can I craft it for you? So I'll just stop. I'm a fool, I love you. I'm a fool, I love you.
Oh,
That was excellent.
Thanks.
Thank you. I wouldn't be a good host if would you want to play another one?
Sure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. I think I have to. I should tune though, because this one is kind of a.
So while you do that,
yeah.
We're gonna play three songs that you guys have brought in to share with the folks out there.
Sure. Yeah.
So let's start off with "Fou Fou Fou Mon Minou" by our beloved Chocolat,
yeah.
Whose new album "Jazz Engagé" came out today. Anyone want to chime in about the choice of Chocolat?
Well, yeah, we love Chocolat. We've been we had a little tour with these guys in South America with other groups from Quebec, and we really bonded with Emmanuel Etier. And we were really excited for the album coming out today. So, yeah, Chocolat.
Awesome. We had the opportunity, I think, after their last album, to get Emmanuel on the phone. So he seems to be a very good ambassador.
He is.
For that group. And then following that, we're going to hear Dive with their track Doused. And that was from the breakthrough album Ocean. Any thoughts on Dive?
Well, there's a funny story. We were playing in Hamburg at the Molotov, and before we came on stage, this song was playing, and it got us so pumped. We were like, "What is this song? We should play it every time we got on stage." So we just like I didn't know the song. I think we Shazammed it, and great song.
Awesome. How when you guys are touring? And obviously, you're doing sound checks, and you know you're driving around. You're tired. You're hungry. how open are your receptors to new music when you're in that zone?
Oh, fully open. Yeah, that's. We're always really excited when there's new music coming out, and it's in the van. We always looking for like, which album are we gonna listen to? What's gonna be the next album? There's never. Too much, really.
And Ali is really like seeking for new releases, like each day. And like, as soon as we get Wi-Fi, he's like, "Oh, which album should I download? Oh, you should download this one, and you should download this one." So we'll have like a couple for tomorrow.
Yeah, we live in a great age, yeah. As far as that's concerned. And the last track you've picked is "Too Many Birds" by Bill Callahan. Oh, and yeah. we were saying that this was a very nice eclectic set you've picked. What do you want to say about Bill Callahan?
Well, I'm just a really, really big Bill Callahan fan. Like, it's so simple, but it's so beautiful. And I really like his last album was awesome, and I really like that one, so.
Did you hear that, wasn't there like a dub version?
Yeah, the dub version of his last album. It's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah. All right, so let's get to Chocolat here, and then we'll hear Doused and Bill Callahan. And when we get back, we'll have another performance by the from the album, I'm assuming, Mon Ami. All right, so here we go. Here's Chocolat with "Fou Fou Fou Mon Minou."
Mon amour est fou. too many birds in one tree. Too many birds in one tree. And the sky is full of black and screaming leaves. The sky is full of black and screaming. And one more bird, then one more bird, and one last bird, and another. One last blackbird without a place to land. One last blackbird without a place to be. Turns around in hopes to find the place it last knew rest. Oh, blackbird over black rain burned. This is not where you last knew rest. You fly all night to sleep on stone, the heartless rest that in the morn will be gone. You fly all night to sleep on stone, to return to the tree with too many birds, too many birds, too many birds.
All right, welcome back to the Go-Go Radio Magic Show right here at CJLO 1690 AM. And Bill Callahan with Too Many Birds. What a great song.
Oh, yeah.
What a great voice.
Yeah.
Doused Dive. I can totally understand how
It gets you pumped.
Well, like, prior to going on stage, if you heard that for the first time, yeah, too, absolutely.
But it wasn't the first time. Charles was saying that it was the first time that we heard. But it was the first time for him, but not for, like, we all knew what it was.
Okay.
But
okay.
Charles was kind of, whoa, he had this moment, which is nice.
But a, yeah, a great track to get the heart rate going. And Fou Fou Fou, Mon Minou from Chocolat. And keep your ear to the ground for Jazz Engagé. I think we're going to be hearing a lot of it everywhere. You have another song for
us? Sure. Yeah, I'll play Frilou, which is it's a song I wrote on tour when we're not partying. And sometimes I try to write songs. Okay.
Tired of going through the personal space of my future self. Let's find a place haunted by urban memories. Let's make ours for a while. It's not as bad as I make it. It's not as bad as I see it. It's home, wherever you are. We're swaying kids in the dark. It'll save us tonight. We've surrendered our faith. And the queen's playing the hits. We don't control the sounds we make. We don't control how we move. It's an out-of-body experience. It's not as bad as I make it. It's not as bad as I see it. It's home, wherever you are. Oh, we're swaying kids in the dark. Carbon fear, shape my Nylon guts. Tell me what you want me to be. Taste my cheap skin. Take me as I am. Tell me what you want me to be. Down's a dance floor. Let's praise the dance floor. The queen's playing the hits. We don't control the sounds we make. It's not as bad. 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 It's not as bad.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That was wonderful. Let's talk about the tour, because you guys did cover a lot of ground this summer.
Yeah.
How did it come about? Where did you go?
Well, we've been touring a couple. We went into Germany and France and a couple times in Switzerland also. So that was kind of going back there with the new album. And it was really nice. I mean, we have a label in Germany and a booker in Germany. And so, like, in Germany, it's really cool. People come out and we kind of have, we're beginning to have a cool fan base there. And the shows were really fun. I mean, it's always nice to go out, like, in a different country and just play shows. There were still five boys from the north. Just like when we go to Hamburg or Berlin and you have so many people at your shows, it's always, it's really nice.
And it's interesting to see, like, what city will pick up on it. Now, you did say that you have
it's different from,
right.
Yeah, it's different from here. It's different. France and Germany are, well, what we saw, what we felt.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not the same thing for everyone, but.
So for young bands who are listening to the show, who are ambitious and would like to do what you guys are doing, how did you lay that groundwork or foundation to get to Europe?
I think it's a matter of contacts. I mean, because the first time we went in France, it was in 2015, yeah. And it was just a guy who came at one of our Montreal show, and he said to our manager, "I want these guys in France." And then we went there and then made a bunch of different contacts, and then we met the label in Germany, we met the booker in Germany, and from that we just started a relationship with these guys, and they wanted us to come back, and then fans picked up the music as well, and we have a good response there from people and from our team that works with us too. I think they feel the same power to get us bigger, I guess.
Awesome. Now, I'm sure it was you guys, because we were mentioning off air that every day throughout the summer through social media, you guys would pop up like, oh, you're now, you know, in Belgium or Germany or wherever. You guys, pretty sure it was you guys. You shot, like, you did your first television performance, didn't you?
Yeah. In Berlin. Well, it was our first, like, late night show. I mean, we didn't know anything about the show, but it was kind of a big deal. We got there. There was so many people to help us and, like, technicians and stuff like that. Yeah, it was really big. And, like, everyone that we told about it from the, you know, German people, Germans, it's a really big show. So it was kind of, we're just getting there. We don't know what it is, but it was cool. Like, the host was interviewing me and kind of translating what I was saying, but kind of talking to me. I wouldn't understand anything. It was just, I would nod and like, yeah, cool. Like, I wouldn't understand a thing about what he was just saying, what I was saying, I guess.
Yeah.
Probably.
I guess it's kind of a, maybe not, but it's kind of an equivalent of Tout le monde en parle, but over there, and more about culture and music.
Right.
I guess.
I feel like there's a lot of, like, better programming in that sense in Europe than we have here.
I think so.
Now, when you guys are on the road, given that, like, you are such a large group, I imagine you're t'es coincé dans le van, like, quite a bit. How do you, what do you guys do when you, on your free time? Or when
like
you,
when we're together?
Let's hear it together and separate. Is, like, sleep the priority on these jaunts?
In the van, I guess some of us try to sleep as much as we can. He can't sleep in the van at all, so I don't know how he manages to go through a tour. But, like, when we're not...
He as me.
as Eli. Sorry, yeah, I'm pointing him. But, other than that, I brought my Switch, Nintendo Switch, so we were playing Mario Party.
Again, we live in a great age.
Yeah, Cuphead. Because we have it... In the van, we have a TV set up, so we can plug everything we want.
All right, so you guys are touring on a different level here. You're not...
it's not our first time.
Right. I imagined like a foreign diplomat sandwich, and then like the lucky one was driving. You know, it was. So what's next for foreign diplomats? Is there another string of shows? Is there another recording or album before that happens?
Well, no, we're not planning on a. Well, I mean, I'm always writing, so maybe we'll have something sooner or later. But yeah, we just want to play those songs and tour and maybe a couple of other projects that we could have.
Yeah, I think we have a bunch of things going on at the same time. When that's all going to come out, we don't know. But we're always working on new material, and we always want to do more shows. So if there's more shows, we'll do them.
Awesome. Where would you guys like to play that you haven't played?
Oh.
I'd like to go to Japan.
Yeah, Japan is...
Japan, please.
That would be a good one.
Yeah.
I imagine Australia is usually Australia on the top of people's list, too.
Yeah, it would be really nice. And we actually, like, Indica, our label, has an office, an Indica version of in Australia. So it would be possible, and it would be really nice, but it's really expensive, and we're five dudes with a lot of gear.
Yeah, well, I mean, once you get there, you're going to have to stay there for a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
To, but I don't know. How long does it take to tour Australia? It's got to take a while.
I don't know.
Yeah. There's like great distances between those cities.
Right, yeah. It would be really fun.
I want to play another track from the album
for
the folks at home, and then we'll probably be able to come back and maybe play another one or two tracks from your set list. Now, I always tell you guys, tell the guests to bring in like 15 to be on the safe side, because we never know what's going to happen with live radio. And I know that it can be somewhat disappointing not to be able to share all the music that you bring in. But we do have a open door policy here that you've been on the show. So anytime you guys want to come back, you just let us know individually or together. And we can do this again without talking about the album and just concentrating on the DJ aspect. So
nice.
Keep your Fridays open, guys.
Right. Cool.
Again, I would just need a number here.
Which one?
Six?
Yes. What's the name of the song?
You'll see it.
Okay, it's a surprise.
We don't even know.
All right. Track six, folks, from the album Mon Ami, from, which I should say is like one word if you're searching for it. Foreign Diplomats, and then we'll see where it goes from there.
Sorry, I didn't tell the song.
Just want to lie down, watch you smile. I know that you're okay, you're comfortable. Sit with me, let's eat what I burned. As you tell me you like it, I'll talk about nothing. I haven't
heaven. Push away the
folks. That was
Demon.
Demon. One demon.
Oh, one demon. Oops, sorry.
Slamador. By Foreign Diplomats from their excellent album Mon Ami, which you can find online, Apple Music, yeah. Spotify. Check out their Facebook page. Find out what's going on with these guys.
Flea market.
And we've got two tracks to see us out that you guys have picked. One is Lullaby by The Cure. And you had mentioned that you guys are going to do a live session with... I'm not going to say anything. All right.
No, it's not true.
Well, then we won't mention why we've picked The Cure. But this is off the excellent Disintegration. And if you're a Cure fan, you know that they released like 4 albums worth of live material last week. Go check those out. And Falaise by Floating Points from the album Crush. Yep. Gentlemen, I thank you so much for coming
thanks
in. Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And
thanks to
big
you.
Effort
awesome.
With the weather and bringing the guitar in. And we look forward to the next time you guys are in the studio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thanks, man.
All right, folks, tune in next week. We'll be back to do this again. Not with Foreign Diplomats, though.
Or maybe.
arms all around me, and it's turning my eyes